Live from our nation's capital, it's the Inside Scoop with Mark Levine.
Good afternoon, America. Welcome to the Inside Scoop. I'm your host, Mark Levine, reporting live from the outskirts of Washington, D.C., where the Capitol is still discussing what to do about the impeachment of Donald J. Trump last night. In the debate, the Democrats repeatedly pointed out the facts of the situation, the facts that witness after witness after witness, virtually all of them appointed by Donald Trump's administration himself, dedicated public servants, people who'd served for decades, people with purple hearts, people who'd risked their lives for their country, strong conservative Republicans all said the truth, or let's say all said the same thing, which is that Donald Trump was conditioning a meeting with the Ukrainian leader and aid to Ukraine, military aid to Ukraine, on Ukraine rigging American elections by announcing a false investigation into Donald Trump's political opponent, Joe Biden. Everyone consistently said the same thing. Witness after witness after witness, dozens of witnesses, all telling the same story. Donald Trump, of course, said the exact same thing when asked publicly on the White House lawn. They said, well, what was your goal in trying to get information from Ukraine? He said, I wanted them to announce an investigation into the Bidens. So the Trump. You want direct evidence? Donald Trump said so directly. Mick Mulvaney, his chief of staff, expressly said there was a quid pro quo, admitted that the meeting was conditioned on making up the dirt about Biden. He admitted it. And the reporter said, well, that's a quid pro quo. And Mulvaney said, we do it all the time. No doubt they do. Giuliani's doing it right now. He's on air bragging about using the full weight and power of the United States government to make up faulty stuff on Joe Biden. He's in Ukraine right now. Now, who else knows the truth? John Bolton. Mick Mulvaney, Rick Perry, Secretary of Energy, Chief of Staff, former National Security Advisor, the Attorney General, Bill Barr is involved in this, the Vice President of the United States. Pence is involved in this too. They all know the truth. They all refuse to testify, like the President refuses to testify. The President did not even provide a defense. He said, I'm not going to provide a defense. If you were accused of a crime and you were not guilty, would you say, I have no defense, I'm not going to testify, I'm not going to have any of my friends who know the truth testify? If you were not guilty and you had six friends who knew you were not guilty, would you say, I refuse to let you talk to them? I refuse to let them tell you my alibi. I refuse to tell you under oath what I did. Because I'm not guilty? Does that make any sense? So the president admits to the crime. His chief of staff admits to the crime. Dozens of people under oath, conservative Republican appointees of Donald Trump, testify to the crime. Half dozen people who know more about the crime refuse to testify. Because if they did, they could be incriminated or they would incriminate the president. It doesn't get stronger than this. The case, the evidence, is not overwhelming. It's not a beyond a reasonable doubt. It's beyond any doubt. No doubt has been raised. Not a single person has raised their right hand and testified anything contrary to the president's abuse of power, to the president using the full power of the presidency, and the presidency has a lot of power. Using his full power for personal political gain. Basically, taking American power and pocketing it. Doing harm to America's national security in order to help his political campaign. Now, this is a president who knows that he would not have been elected if James Comey hadn't made a similar announcement about Hillary Clinton that also turned out to be false, right? He was investigating more emails. Turns out they were just copies a week before the election. Now, whether you think James Comey did that intentionally or whether you think he's just an idiot and incompetent, I'll leave that up to you. It's not really about his motivations. It's about what he did. He announced a fraudulent investigation that gave Donald Trump the election. So Donald Trump needs another fraudulent investigation to give him the election. That's how he won last time. He also won because Vladimir Putin put his thumb on the scale, actively intervened in our election. So he's asking Russia again to intervene in our election. He's asking Ukraine to intervene in our election. He's asking China to intervene in our election. And how do I know? Because he said so publicly. And because his lawyer is in Ukraine doing it right now. It's not just past crimes. It's ongoing crime. So how do the Republicans respond? How do they respond to not overwhelming evidence, but uncontested evidence of the president's guilt? Do they say, you know, the president took $400 million in U.S. aid and used it for his political campaign, and we're okay with that? Do they say, yeah, presidents absolutely can announce false investigations and push our allies at war with our enemies to intervene in our elections? Rigged elections are fine. Do they say any of that? No. No, they deny the nature of truth itself. Up is down. Black is white. Left is right. And Trump didn't do what Trump said he did. You didn't hear that. It's called gaslighting. It comes from an actual movie. I looked this up one in the 50s, I think, a movie called Gaslight, where a man is abusing his wife and tries to persuade her that she didn't see something that she saw with her own eyes. That's what the Republican Party is doing. A liberal might say, show me the evidence and I'll believe it. I need to see the evidence before I believe it. That's what a liberal might say. A conservative today says, I need to believe the evidence before I see it. My eyes are shut unless I already believe what you say. You can shoot a man on Fifth Avenue, the president told us. He could go down Fifth Avenue with an AR-15 and start shooting people, and his people would remain behind him. He said that years ago. People did not believe that Trump supporters would be such idiots. But Trump told us. He said, my supporters are idiots. He said, I love the poorly educated, but it's not just about education. Smart people can be idiots. Trump said, my people who support me are so morally bankrupt, he said, that if they saw me shoot a man on Fifth Avenue, this big white avenue in Manhattan, where there's tens of thousands of people around, at least thousands, I guess it depends on the day. If I shot a man in broad daylight and there were hundreds of witnesses, my supporters will continue to defend me. They don't give a damn about truth or justice or murder, Trump was saying. Their loyalty is entirely to me. I'm not saying this. Trump said this about his own supporters. And he's not the only one that thinks that those who support Trump are mindless idiots. Indeed, the entire elected Republican class proved yesterday that they think their supporters are idiots. I'm not saying they're idiots. Elected Republicans are saying they're idiots. They're saying our supporters are too dumb to look at the evidence. They won't look at witnesses. They don't care whether the president is corrupt as hell. They just support him no matter what. It is blind loyalty, and we're proud. That's what our party is all about. Now, there are Republicans who've left the party over it. Justin Amash, bravely, congressman, left the Republican Party, saying that actually truth in the Constitution matters more than party loyalty. Jennifer Rubin, George Will, columnists who have bravely said, look, I'm a conservative, but I'm not going to sacrifice truth in my country. George Conway, husband of Kellyanne Conway, wrote a blistering op-ed today talking about the fact that the facts are overwhelming and more facts will come out, and there are no facts to the contrary. So I'm not saying all Republicans feel this way. There are a lot of former Republicans. I'm saying that the Republican Party, you can know by the impeachment vote, the Republican Party has gone completely off the deep end. Not in an attack on liberals. They do that all the time. In an attack on truth itself. And this is a stain that's going to affect the United States for decades, if not centuries to come. Be back for more on the war on truth and the really sad way the Republican parties have given up on truth and facts when we come back. Give us a call, 888-48-MARK, right back after this.
He's a Fulbright scholar and he speaks French, but he couldn't tell you who won the Super Bowl. It's Mark Levine. Give him a call now at 888-488-MARK. That's 888-488-6275.
Inside Scoop, I'm your host, Mark Levine. Black is white, night is day. When one Republican congresswoman, very loud one, said that is it okay for an American president to ask a foreign power to investigate a political rifle? Arizona Congresswoman Lesko said he didn't do that. Donald Trump said he did that on the White House lawn. It's in the recording, the great transcript. Read the transcript. It's not that long. Quote, Biden went around bragging that he stopped the prosecution. So if you can look into it, it sounds horrible to me. Mick Mulvaney said it happened, expressly said so. And everyone behind the scenes said so as well. Everybody. No one denied it. No one under oath denied it. And Giuliani and Mulvaney and Rick Perry and Pompeo and Barr, they ain't talking. You know, one of my favorite responses was when they asked the majority leader of the Republican Party, Mark Meadows, is it okay to rig an election by asking a foreign power to announce a faulty investigation into Donald Trump's opponent. Meadows responded, Biden's not Donald Trump's opponent. He's not his campaign rival. There are others in the primary. Yeah? You don't think Biden's an important opponent of Donald Trump? It's okay, he's in a primary. So it would have been okay for Hillary Clinton to call up Canada and England and France and Italy and get phony investigations into Jeb Bush and Ted Cruz and Donald Trump and all of the people that ran against her. That would have been okay. Of course, she was just a candidate at the time. It would be okay if Obama did it. Really? Really? And then they lied and said that the aid wasn't withheld at all. What? Yeah, it was. Everyone testified that it was. Black is white. Night is day. Representative Jody Heiss said there was no quid pro quo. That's against all the testimony. Jim Baird said there was no quid pro quo, except that every witness testified there was a quid pro quo, So did the president. So did the chief of staff. What? What's going on here? What's going on here is Donald Trump and his minions believe that their supporters are idiots. This isn't a new concept. George Orwell wrote his book 1984 in 1948, after Stalinism, after Hitler, talking about the power of authoritarians to control truth itself. War is peace. Freedom is slavery. Ignorance is strength, Orwell wrote. These are the things that the followers of Big Brother in this dystopian authoritarian dictatorship universe would announce. When Winston in the book, and it's well worth reading, when he insists that 2 + 2 = 4, he is re-educated through torture and other means to say, no, 2 + 2 = 5 if Big Brother says so. In fact, 2 + 2 = 4 was one of the things that all of Trump's people testified to. It was obvious aid was being withheld. They all said so, text after text, phone call after phone call, the president himself saying so, Giuliani himself saying so. But the Republicans deny truth itself. You know, Stephen Colbert coined a term for this way back in the early '00s. Back with George Bush, he called it truthiness. It doesn't matter whether something is true. It matters whether it looks like it's true, whether you believe it's true. This is a new word that they put in the Webster Dictionary, coined by Stephen Colbert, truthiness. Republicans are all about truthiness. They're all about pretending they're telling the truth. You can get really, really upset that someone doesn't believe your lies. But if the president were telling, well, first of all, the president has said that he was seeking aid, he was seeking an investigation into Biden. But if you believe the president is innocent, shouldn't you want his people to testify? Interesting poll taken. 80% of Americans want Donald Trump's people to testify. Giuliani, Mulvaney, Giuliani, his personal lawyer, Mulvaney, his chief of staff, Barr, the attorney general, Pompeo, secretary of state, Rick Perry, secretary of energy, all the amigos, John Bolton, national security advisor. All of them know about the quid pro quo. All of them are silent. All of them are being prohibited from the White House from testifying, and that's illegal. That's why we have the second article of impeachment, the attack on Congress. 80% of Americans want to testify. So does 64% of Republicans. If the president were innocent, wouldn't they testify? Right back after this.
And now, the voice of reason in an unreasonable world, Mark Levine.
Welcome back to the Inside Scoop. There's an old saying in the legal profession that if the law is not on your side, pound the facts. If the facts are not on your side, pound the law. And if the law and facts are both not on your side, pound the table. Well, that's what the Republicans are doing. Denying basic, provable facts. Not provable, that's actually the wrong word. Uncontested, undisputed facts. I've got the clip now. This is First Congresswoman Debbie Lasko of Arizona. Listen to her exchange with CNN's Manu Raju.
Why is it ever okay for an American president to ask a foreign power to investigate a political rival? Why do you think that's okay?
He didn't do that.
Did you hear that? So he says, why is it okay for an American president to ask a foreign power to investigate a political rival? He didn't do that. Raju's like, well, he did ask Alinsky. No, he didn't do that. He didn't ask a foreign power to investigate a political rival. Mark Grimaldi, do we have the clip of Donald Trump on the White House lawn?
I don't know if that's available. I can find that for you.
All right, find that for us. He says so. I'm going to play that. The president said so. Not just on the White House lawn. You can read the transcript. He says in the transcript, Biden went around bragging that he stopped the prosecution. So if you can look into it, it sounds horrible to me. If you can look into it, if you can investigate my political rival, I heard Rick Santorum yesterday on CNN denying basic facts, denying what's in the transcript, denying that he asked Zelensky to investigate Biden when the transcript says, I'd like you to look into it. I need you to do us a favor, though. Zelensky says, I need this aid. The Russians are in our country. They've attacked. They're killing Ukrainians daily. They've occupied eastern Ukraine. I need these anti-javelin tanks. And Trump says, yeah, Ukraine hasn't always been so good to us. What? Yeah, we've done a lot for Ukraine, but Ukraine hasn't been very good to us. I'd like you to do us a favor, though. Ukraine hasn't been good to us? Ukraine, which was formerly part of the Soviet Union and is taking huge risks to become a Western democracy? Fighting Russia, our most powerful enemy, which has troops on its soil? And Donald Trump doesn't think Ukraine's been very good to us. No, because he's been spreading Vladimir Putin's conspiracy theories. And it's not just him. Senator Kennedy of Louisiana, a Republican senator, also is spreading Putin's conspiracy theories. Maybe Ukraine intervened in our elections. And what's their evidence? Well, when Donald Trump said in the campaign that it's okay for Russia to invade Ukraine and occupy and take its territory and annex it, Ukrainians were upset. Imagine how we'd feel if we said, yeah, it's totally fine for Mexico to occupy California, invade. Would we be mad maybe at the Mexican leader that encourages Mexican troops to occupy California or Arizona? Maybe a little bit. They were upset with him. They said it was wrong of Donald Trump to say that Russia should be able to invade, kill Ukrainians, and take its territory. We also have a treaty with Ukraine saying that's illegal, that Russia signed. So some Ukrainians were mad. And Republicans are saying that's intervention in our election. I got news for Republicans. If that's intervention in our election, well, Canadians have said negative things about Donald Trump. So have the French. So have the British. So have the Italians. So have the Dutch, the Finnish, the Belgians. So have, I think, virtually every country on earth. Did every country on earth intervene in every one of our elections because somebody in that country didn't like one of our leaders? No, my friends, that's not what a rigged election means. What a rigged election means is when you make up false charges against your opponent. That's a rigged election. You suggest there's an investigation when there is none. The Ukrainians have already said, we looked at Biden, he did nothing wrong. Donald Trump wants him to go back, wants him to look again. Let's play Donald Trump on the White House lawn, actively asking both Ukraine and China to investigate the Bidens, just so you know that it's true.
What exactly do you hope Zelensky would do about the Bidens after your phone call? Exactly.
Well, I would think that if they were honest about it, then start a major investigation into the Bidens. It's a very simple answer. They should investigate the Bidens, because how does a company that's newly formed and all these companies, if you look at, and by the way, likewise, China should start an investigation into the Bidens.
You got it? What happened? They should start a major investigation into the Bidens, Ukraine should. And China should too. So why are Republicans saying he didn't say what he said? They're saying, don't believe your own ears. We expect our supporters to have no concern for the truth. Democrats may see something to believe it, but we know, we Republicans know, you have to believe something to see it. Truth is not truth. Black is white. War is peace. What you hear with your own ears, you did not hear with your own ears. Loyalty to Donald Trump is more important than truth. Are Republicans as stupid as their leadership thinks they are? Are they? Congressman Tom Cole on the White House floor, excuse me, on the House of Representatives floor, said that age was never withheld at all, even though everyone testified that it was, including the scheduler for Vice President Pence. Let's play Tom Cole's statement.
No, I have Mark Meadows. Sorry.
Oh, okay.
Find the poll.
All right. Okay, I guess they're in order here. All right, so first we'll play Mark Meadows. He's the majority leader of the Republicans. The minority leader in the House. He's not going to run again, I guess, because he claimed that Biden wasn't even a campaign rival of the president. Let's play that clip.
What I'm asking is something different. I'm saying, is it appropriate for the president to ask a foreign country to investigate an American citizen who also happens to be his campaign rival? Yeah. You have had every witness.
Well, he's not a campaign rival. I can tell you, there's a likely campaign rival.
Well, there's a whole lot of Democrats that would disagree with you. A whole lot of Bernie supporters.
Okay, you got that? You got that? He's in a primary, so he's not a rival. Joe Biden, does he have any chance? I mean, he may not win the nomination. I mean, Biden's like Tulsi Gabbard. You know, he has no chance. What? Biden's leading in the polls. Now, whether you like Biden or not for the Democratic nomination, to say he's not a campaign rival? Really? No wonder Meadows is retiring. And let's see if we can get that clip from Tom Cole on the House floor.
The result. And what was the result? Articles of impeachment based on an event that never happened. A purported quid pro quo that did not exist. Aid that was allegedly withheld that in reality was never withheld at all.
Stop right there. Aid that was never withheld at all? What? The Mick Mulvaney's staffer that testified that she withheld the aid because the president said the aid had to be withheld is lying? Vice presidential staffer, loyal Republican, worked in every Republican staffer for years. Jennifer, I forgot her last name. She's lying? Mick Mulvaney said the aid was withheld. That's a direct quote. He said the aid was withheld as a condition of the investigation into the Biden. The president's chief of staff is lying? By the way, they've never denied the aid was withheld. No one has until now. Don't believe your eyes. Don't believe your ears. We're going to lie to you and you're going to like it. This is what today's Republican Party has become. This is actually worse than the fact that the president handed over the Middle East to Russia, that the president is weakening a fantastic ally, Ukraine, the largest country in Europe, turning away from Russia and turning toward the United States and the West, that he's repeating Vladimir Putin's propaganda and turning the Republican Party, which Ronald Reagan used to oppose the evil empire. Do you remember that, Republicans? Do you remember that there was a time when the evil empire was seen as evil? Do you remember that Ronald Reagan didn't like the Russians? Do you remember there was a time when Putin was not considered the president's best friend? There was a time when handing over classified material at the top secret level to Vladimir Putin, to the Russians, was enough to get two Americans hanged. That was the allegation against the Rosenbergs in the 40s and the 50s. They were hanged for supposedly, and they may well have, I don't know, but turning over evidence, turning over top secret materials to the Russians. And yet the president does it in the Oval Office. No one knows about it at first because the American press isn't there. The Russian press reports it. He admits it. And the Republicans say, yeah, go ahead. We don't give a damn about our troops. You remember our troops? The ones that gave the Middle East over to ISIS at Donald Trump's word because Vladimir Putin asked him to? The ones that the President of the United States have said, go ahead and commit war crimes. We're pro-war crimes now. Causing the Navy secretary to resign. Did anyone even remember that story? Do you remember that story? To me, the most damning piece of evidence in all of this was a conversation between President Zelensky's right-hand man, a guy by the name of Yermak, I think an ambassador, Yermak, and one of the Trump officials. And the Trump officials are trying to press him to get rid of corruption in Ukraine, to not investigate the prior president, who was, by all accounts, very corrupt. And Yermak turns around and says, oh, you mean like you want us to investigate the Bidens and the Clintons? The message is clear. Ukraine is saying, don't give us corruption instructions from you, the United States, and the most corrupt government in the world that you have right now. I don't know about most corrupt. Very corrupt. There are ways to investigate people. There are. There are legitimate ways to investigate people. If someone has committed a crime in the United States, you get probable cause. You get a warrant. The president doesn't order investigations. Richard Nixon was impeached, or at least brought up on articles of impeachment before the House Judiciary Committee, for using the IRS to investigate his political opponents. He was brought up on charges and he eventually resigned because he covered up the break-in of the Democratic Party headquarters to get dirt on his opponents. Richard Nixon had the decency not to ask foreign countries to do his dirty work. What's happening here is the Republicans are denying truth itself. Now, as I mentioned, 80% of Americans want to hear from all the president's men, Giuliani and Pompeo and Barr and Mulvaney and Bolton and Perry. Interestingly, 64% of Republicans in that same poll, almost two-thirds of Republicans also want to hear the truth, and that is good news. It means that even if Republican elected officials believe all their supporters are idiots, Republicans, ordinary American Republican Americans, are more open-minded than Trump thinks they are. Trump says he can shoot a man on Fifth Avenue, and his supporters will say just fine. But two-thirds of his supporters say, yeah, we want to see the evidence. So it's amazing that the Senate leadership, Mitch McConnell, is saying, no, you can't see the evidence. We refuse to let even our Republican friends see the evidence. We refuse to have any witnesses at our trial. This will be a kangaroo court. He's innocent, and he'll be innocent until proven innocent. And if you put proof of his guilt, we won't allow it. In our court of law, the man is innocent, and you're not allowed to put on a single witness to show he's guilty. Kind of the opposite of a kangaroo court, I guess. It's no court at all. No law at all. The president's above the law. So, two-thirds of Republicans want to hear witnesses. And I have yet to hear a single Republican in the United States. I defy anyone, if you disagree, if you can do it, call in at 888-488-MARK, 888-488-6275. I have not heard a single Republican ever answer this simple question. If any of the president's men, any of them, Giuliani or Mulvaney or Bolton or Barr or Pompeo or Perry, if any of the president's men had any evidence that said the president was not guilty, any contrary evidence, any evidence to contest what the president has said when he confessed to his crime, if there were any contrary evidence, wouldn't that person be right now holding a press conference be testifying before the House? Say, I want to be a witness before the Senate because my president is not guilty? Would not Donald Trump rush them before a microphone? The reason why McConnell won't let them testify is because McConnell knows the president is guilty. The reason why none of the House Republicans want any of these people to testify is because every single damn one of them knows the president is guilty. Maybe Susan Collins, maybe, I doubt it, will have the courage to say we think witnesses should be able to testify. But if you're innocent, you want to show you're innocent. If you're innocent, you want people to testify. If you have an alibi, you want people to know. If you're not guilty, you want to show you're not guilty. The fact that the president admits he has no defense, and the fact that not a single Republican will allow the evidence to come forward, kind of tells you all you need to know. When I come back, I'll talk about the new controversy over whether Nancy Pelosi should be submitting the evidence to the Senate for trial. Right back after this.
He's a Bible-quoting, Constitution-loving, flag-waving, red-blooded, liberal American. He's Mark Levin. Give him a call now at 888-488-MARK. That's 888-488-6275. And now, the voice of reason in an unreasonable world, Mark Levin.
So welcome back to the Inside Scoop. The House has impeached Donald J. Trump, and the Senate should have a trial. Yeah, that's the good news. The bad news is that Mitch McConnell, the leader of the Senate, has said that, well, he's going to work with the president, kind of like the foreman of the jury saying he's going to work with the accused and make sure that no witnesses who can tell the truth will ever be allowed at the trial.
What?
It's really hard to prosecute someone when you don't allow the witnesses to testify. In a ordinary trial, you can grab witnesses, you can subpoena them, you can make them come to court, and if they don't come to court, you can imprison them if they don't. Actually, the House has that power as well. I've long talked about it. Inherent contempt. The House, I think, needs to grab Giuliani and Bolton and Barr and Pompeo and Perry and put them all in jail at the basement of the Capitol until they agree to testify. They probably won't go that far. But I ask any fair-minded Republicans, if there are any left, and remember, two-thirds, don't assume they're not fair-minded Republicans, because two-thirds of Republicans have said they want witnesses too. Ask yourself, ask your fair-minded Republican friends, if the president's men had any evidence that he didn't do what he's accused of, wouldn't they rush to the microphone? Two-thirds of Republicans, 80% of Americans, want witnesses to testify, and McConnell says, no, 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 no. If witnesses testify, the president's guilty. We have to cover it up. So if Nancy Pelosi says, you know, we need to have witnesses in a fair trial before we submit it, that may be the right thing. Maybe we need to keep investigating until we can have fair trial. This is Mark Levin signing off.